I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
It is the WEOL Morning Show. 2 days after the day after the night before, right?
Or are we like that. That's very nice. Nobody knows what you're talking about, but it sounds good.
You know what I'm talking
about. No, I sure do.
Because that was a reference we make to the day after the election, where this year's election.
The never-ending election in this case.
Well, they do have some other, I guess, ballots that will be counted that were postmarked as well. But for the most part, everything looks sort of, it's unofficial as well. And one of those that is the Avon Library issue that passed, and here to talk about that is the library director. What do we call the head of the library? Is it you're a manager?
I'm the,
right?
You're the manager.
That's right.
Yeah, the
branch manager. Donna Kelly Sprinkle joins us. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Are you missing?
I'm great.
Are you missing the library? Do you look at photos of it in a book? What does it look like? I can't even remember what the inside looks like anymore.
Oh, you know what? It's just so quiet and so sad. You know, we're just used to being around people all the time, and I go over once a week to empty the book drop and discharge some of the materials have been returned, and it's just not right.
But all the books are in order. Nobody's messed with the order of the books. Every book is where it's supposed to be. It's just they're lonely, I guess, in a sense, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Right. And you've had to spell the word canceled many times for all these different events. You spend all those times planning all these different things, the activities that take place. But we're here to talk about the expansion when things kind of get back to somewhat normal and the library is looking to expand. When we had you on before the levy, we're talking about a little bit on this. So where does it stand now once you kind of get the okay from the citizens?
Okay, so Avon said yes. They said yes, we do want a larger library that's able to provide more services. And through the process of planning for this levy, we got a lot of input from the community on components they would like: a larger children's area, a drive-up, a larger book collection, things like that. So one of the first steps that we would do is to continue on with that community engagement and get more and more input in the same things, and also as far as the design of the library. So we'll move forward with community input. Some of it might have to be virtual, maybe some virtual open houses to have some discussions. And then I think also simultaneously, a next step will be to start with the architect selection process.
When you get look at something like that, do you look for something where it'll take the existing library and sort of add on to it and make people have a seamless thing, or maybe something that has a little bit of newness to it? What usually is the plan for something like that?
Well, we do plan to have as little interruption in library service as possible. So hopefully the plan will be to add on to the existing building and then shift over and then work on the renovation of the existing, move over into the new area and then renovate the existing area. What exactly that will look like is you know, obviously far out, but that's the kind of the plan. And, you know, the appearance of the building, I mean, it definitely we want it to both parts, new and old, to be cohesive. But that's where we will involve the community and, you know, what the style and things like that.
Obviously, it's a multi-step process, and you're really, really at the beginning of this. But looking into the crystal ball, do you have a ballpark year of when you might open this other edition?
Well, I think originally the time frame we were thinking would be 2 years after the passage of the levy would probably be an anticipated completion time. So a year of basically a year of planning and a year of building. So I don't know. You know, crystal ball is exactly what I'm looking in for that.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, especially with the way things are right now and uncertainty, it's hard to say whether anything would be delayed. No one can predict.
Right, but as you mentioned before, there may be things that still could be done that don't really, you know, virtually, or at least to some of the planning as well. But your key to that whole thing is you want to make sure you're involving the community. So that's kind of that's the step that you have to take that may be slightly different. Speaking with the community, what's going on with the libraries right now? I mean, what do they see? How does their role play out in all this stay at home and distancing at this point?
Well, basically, we've had to reinvent how we serve the public. Since a lot of our service is in person, face to face, we've had to reinvent. So a lot of virtual programming and interaction has been going on. We have a very active Facebook page, Twitter, and Instagram, and we are posting like 2 to 3 story times weekly. We're trying to reach out to the schools and have them follow our online content. We purchased a lot of hotspots to distribute to the schools in our district for students who did not have internet access so that they would be able to complete school at home. We just have been working on looking at everything we do, and is there any other way we can translate it? We have an ask a librarian at lpls.info email address. If anybody has any reference questions or just any kind of questions or how to use the e-library, they can email us there. We also have phone access now. It's 440-244-1192, and you select number 7, and you can speak directly with a librarian in certain hours of the day, which are 11 to 1 and 3 to 5, Monday through Friday. So, you know, all of this is new and different from what we had been doing before, but we are trying everything we can.
Well, you have offering all sorts of different things, and we've talked before related to the e-library as well. And, you know, but it's sometimes it's just, as we've talked before, the library is more than just books and music and tape. There's a community that develops and the meeting rooms and things like that. So all that, like is at other places, is kind of quieted down, but hopefully it'll get back to normal soon. And, you know, I don't anticipate, hopefully there'll be some sort of summer reading going on. That's always the big thing that takes place, whether it's in some form or another, just to encourage people to read.
Yes.
And maybe you're seeing there's a lot of people at home finding books that they either had purchased or had off the, you know, they're spending time maybe reading a little more, perhaps.
Hopefully. And I think a lot of people have discovered our e-library and are really, really surprised about all the offerings there that maybe they just didn't really have the time to investigate before. We're really excited to be able to start offering some services, and we are in the planning process right now. It is likely that the first service that would be offered would be a curbside service. You know, I don't have any kind of time frame or details, but that's kind of the direction we're headed right now, before actually having people in the building. It will be a very well thought out process and in phases as far as how we open, and of course, according with health department guidelines.
Right. Well, there's a lot of good minds there in the library system there, trying to figure out how to make things work and still share and use the technology that's there. For a lot of people probably who would like to have that book in hand have now been forced to kind of go those different routes, like a lot of this other sort of work-at-home situation. So people are finding out technology is there, and it's not as frightful or difficult as they may have thought it was and have gotten used to it. Donna, we appreciate your time this morning, and congratulations on getting that levy passed. And now it's some groundbreaking somewhere in the future will be taking place for sure.
Yeah. Yep, thanks for having me on, and it's very exciting news to come, and hope everyone will follow on LorainePublicLibrary.org. There will be a link for Avon Library updates if anyone wants to check in periodically and see what's up.
Sounds great. Donna, thanks for your time this morning again.
All right. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Donna Kelly Sprinkle joining us, the branch manager for the Avon Public Library. Again, the levy was passed, and now the next thing is the expansion.